Shabbat shalom to everyone. Welcome back to Messianic Teen Podcast. So there's a couple things I want to talk to you guys about because I know that you're all very interested, and this is a podcast that helps teach others about our individual stories. It tells us one big story about every single human on this earth, their path to God, and how we can reach salvation. We already know how to do this, but we go through many struggles, and sadly, it's because of sin. This platform is going to help others talk about their issues and talk about their problems, because not everyone is what they seem to be. I may seem very happy on the outside, but a lot of the times, even I deal with depression and anxiety and just a bad negative mood all the time. And no one really sees this. I use this platform to tell other people's stories that don't have the platform to do so. So one way I thought of doing this is to include you guys in this podcast. So if you can send me a voice message here on Anchor, that would be wonderful, because I want to hear you guys. We all have a story to tell, and the only way we can really succeed is if we work together. That's the best way of encouragement. Look at the apostles, for instance. By themselves, before Jesus, they were nothing. But when they worked together in his name, as Jesus, as a teacher, they flourished and did amazing things. I truly believe that we can change many people. Now, ultimately, the goal is to change, you know, the world and all that, and to put this out on YouTube and to get thousands and thousands or millions of subscribers. But that's not the real point. The point is reaching at least one person. I know, it sounds cliche, but if we can reach one person, if we can motivate one person to follow Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that would make all the difference. Then we helped save a soul that day. Now, I'm totally aware that we all have stressful schedules. So this week, even though today is Friday, the following week rather, we will be talking about schedules. How do they affect our lives? How they shape us? Are they negative? Are they positive? And how can we use schedules to help connect to the Bible? And I know it sounds a little bit unconnected. What does a schedule, a piece of plastic or paper, have to do with the Bible, God's words? Well, if you tune in this week, you will find out. To wrap up this short little collection, I would like to mention about voice messaging. Again, send in your voice messages so that we can hear you guys' stories. I would love to hear recommendations, suggestions, if you want to tell your story on why you would like to listen to this podcast. Why are you here? Again, this is a space where all of us can share what's on our minds. Because, boy, does sin get to our heads, and it truly does, and I truly believe that. But through communication, love, and wisdom, through the Bible, we can achieve many great things. Now, I will be putting this on YouTube in the near future, so if you guys want to have a conversation with me before I do this, to get to know me personally before I get a broader range of an audience, please send in those voice messages. I really appreciate them. I've gotten some so far, and I just want to say thank you so much. For the next ones that I get, if you want, I can shout you out. I can tell about your podcast. But ultimately, I want you guys to feel like you're a part of something greater than yourselves. Something greater than a boring schedule you have each week. Something greater than doing the same thing every day for your entire lives. This podcast is going to help us get closer as Christians or Messianic Jews. Or if you're not Christian, not Messianic Jewish, and you don't believe in Jesus, or you're an atheist, we would love to have you on as well. We would love to talk to you. I've studied apologetics for a while. In fact, I was agnostic for most of my life. And then I started studying biochemistry and philosophy and having an open mind and understanding things from a different perspective. It helped me get closer and have better emotions and want to connect to people. It brought me to Christ, and I'm truly grateful for that. The Bible was my tool to help my depression, my anxiety. And again, it comes a lot. It comes all the time. I always get anxiety over the smallest things. But by talking to fellow believers that can help cheer me up, that can help cheer you up, and help you guys have a better day, that makes all the difference. And I'm truly saying that from the bottom of my heart. This is not a cliche thing I'm reading off of a script. This is coming from my heart, from my deep and very soul. This is the story of you. Please send in those voice messages. Give me your feedback or whatever if you just want to talk. Again, this will be going on YouTube in the near future. So just check out my other podcasts and be on the lookout for next week's podcast. It will be about schedules and how they can relate to the Bible, to studying, and how they truly shape our lives, because trust me, we all get stressed out. Thank you guys so much, and I expect to see some messages, even more, in my inbox here on Anchor. Thank you guys so much, and God bless.